the rest of the story. George Sutton was really something. He was a Q ace, in fact. He was a phenomenal exhibition billiards player. Ever since leaving home at the age of 14, the game of billiards had been his life. Now, this is not pool we're talking about. Billiards is played with only three balls on a table without any pockets. And purists will tell you that this game, of all of those resembling this game, is the ultimate in finesse. Well, George Sutton was certainly one of the best. He toured the country for 35 years, astounding observers with his prowess. And one of those years, during one of those spellbinding exhibitions, George executed in reality that which is the dream of every top billiards player in the world, a 3,000-point run. In the history of the game, it's been done perhaps a dozen times, and George did it. But how he did it is the rest of the story. The game of billiards is one of limitless subtleties. Let me tell you what it takes to score, and pay attention now. You have a cue ball and two other balls. A point is made when your cue ball strikes the others in succession after a single stroke. That point's called a carom or a billiard. Imagine the skill required to make 10 such points. You touch the cue ball and it touches the other two in succession. Imagine what it would take to do that 100 times. Or 1,000 times. Well, the cue ace, George Sutton, was past 1,000 points before anybody at the exhibition that day realized that he was going for the magic objective attained by so few in the history of billiards, that goal of goals in a game of games, 3,000 points in succession. There's no record of how long it took, hours surely. After 2,000 points, there was no sound in the hall save the muffled punch of the cue and the clicking of the colliding balls. Approaching 2,900, the spectators were frozen into an oil painting, silent, still thrilled with anticipation. And George, like a precision machine, kept on keeping on. They say the shout at the strike of that last ball could be heard for miles. Understandably so, for George's was an historic accomplishment, a 3,000-point run. The purist in him would not allow him to try for 3,001. But this is the rest of the story. There were two greats named George Sutton in the history of billiards. One was a professional tournament player who held several world championships, though he never made a 3,000-point run. But his accomplishments are the ones included in the record books. The George Sutton you've just met, whose greatest day you've just relived, is not mentioned at all. Because he confined himself to one-man exhibitions, he's considered a non-entity in the world of billiards. So if you're looking for his name in the record books, you will not find it. It's been said that the billiards champions of George's day refused even to witness one of his exhibitions because of the unorthodoxy of his technique. Well, you see, George Sutton, the one I've been telling you about, the expert who distinguished himself as few have in the history of billiards, the man who actually made a 3,000-point run, did so by holding a bridge handle in his teeth and holding the cue between two stumps. Because since a sawmill accident when George was 8, he had no hands. Now you know the rest of the story.